AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It could be days before power is restored in Moore County in North Carolina, outside of Raleigh. Police say two power substations were shot up by one or more people with apparent criminal intent. The AP's Hannah Schoenbaum is there.
They have some heaters, a couple fire pits out here. Everybody is sitting outside bundling for warmth around these few fire pits and trying to get some warm drinks and home-cooked meals.
The Moore County Sheriff, Ronnie Fields, says authorities have not determined a motivation. South Korea's military says North Korea fired about 130 artillery rounds near the border.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say the weapons fell within the northern side of buffer zones created under the 2018 inter-Korean agreement to reduce military tensions. There's been, though, no immediate reports of shells falling inside South Korean territorial waters. The South's military says it communicated a verbal warning to the North and urged it to abide by the agreement. The North's firings are possibly a response to the South's artillery exercises scheduled from Monday to Wednesday near an inland border town. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia unleashed what Ukrainian authorities call the largest massive missile attack across their country, striking homes and buildings, killing civilians and disrupting electrical power and water supplies in areas notably in the Black Sea port city of Odessa. Ukraine's Air Force claims it shot down more than 60 of the 70 missiles fired. Major Western measures to limit Russia's oil profits over the war in Ukraine took effect today, a price cap of $60 per barrel on Russian exports to other countries. Confusion over the status of Iran's religious police grew as state media cast doubt on reports the force has been shut down. It has appeared for weeks that enforcement of the strict dress code has been scaled back in Iran as more women walk the streets without wearing the required headscarf. This is AP News. The chief of police in Tampa, Florida, has resigned. She's accused of abusing authority after a traffic stop in a golf cart. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
According to the conversation on a Pinellas County deputy's body cam video,
it's gonna be a golf cart, no tag.
On November 12th, he pulls over Kevin O'Connor, who's the husband of the Tampa police chief.
We went to the club, it was closed, so we went over and picked up some.
Is your camera on?
It is.
I'm the police chief in Tampa.
Mary O'Connor asks the deputy,
I'm hoping that you'll just let us go tonight.
Okay.
They thank each other for their police service and the O'Connors drive off. But the Tampa Police Department launched an internal affairs review. The mayor, who used to serve as the city's police chief, said O'Connor failed to abide by ethical standards and failed to lead by example. The assistant chief will serve in her place until a new chief is selected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.